Life Audio.
Hey, hey, everybody. It's Dana Shea, and you're listening to Real Relationship Talk. Today is a special edition of our podcast called Faith Talks, and this is where we take some time out from talking about marriages and relationships, and we focus on our relationship with God. One of the questions that I get asked in my pastoral work is, why doesn't God seem to answer my prayers? This can be a really tough time, right? This can be a really tough thing for us to reconcile because, let's be honest, there are times that we pray things and God doesn't seem to answer right away. And if we're not rooted and grounded in the character of God, if we don't know who he really is, if we do not understand that God's ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts, then it will be easy for us to become disappointed, disillusioned, maybe even give up our faith altogether. I've done several podcast episodes that talk about what to do when God doesn't answer your prayers, and I'll link to those in the show notes. But today, I want to actually talk to you all about one prayer that God always answers. My pastor actually preached this message years ago, and I never forgot it. You know how you hear some of those messages and they just stick with you for years and years? This was one of those. I'd never heard anybody preach this before. I had never even had this thought before, that there is one prayer that we can pray that God always answers. And that, my friends, is the prayer for mercy. God has shown himself merciful to us, and not only us, but our biblical ancestors. If you go and you read the Bible, you will see this thread of God's mercy interwoven all throughout the Old and the New Testament up until today. There are so many incidences. I mean, I could literally sit here for the next 45 minutes giving you example after example after example of God's mercy, but we don't have 45 minutes, so I'm just going to give you a few examples. One, if you know the story of the children of Israel, when they were released out of their bondage or out of their slavery in Egypt, they began to wander around in the wilderness. You all, if you've been following the word, you know the story, right? They've been wandering around in the wilderness and they are so disobedient. They are like the worst toddler children that you have ever seen. God says, don't touch it, and they touch it. God says, don't do it, and they do it. God says, don't go over the line, and they put their toe over the line. Like, that was the children of Israel. And over and over and over, God showed them mercy. Now, there were times where he was like, all right, I'm done. And he like zapped them, literally, right? Go read it. But there are other times where God held back his judgment of them, and he showed them mercy. I also think about the story of Nineveh. If you are familiar with the book of Jonah, you know that Jonah was a prophet that was sent to a town called Nineveh because these people were extremely wicked, and God was actually going to destroy the entire town. Now, God showed his mercy because the people of Nineveh repented, and God chose to spare them. Interestingly enough, if you continue to read the book of Jonah, you see that Jonah was not too happy about that. How many times, you all, this is kind of a segue and I'm going to bring it back, but I just thought about this. How many times when we're asking for mercy, we expect God to just shower mercy on us, but then when we see somebody else receive mercy, we get the Jonah attitude. Like, Lord, really? Wow, Lord. And I just want to encourage us today to not only be grateful when we receive mercy, but even when we see other people who we, quote, think they don't deserve the mercies of God, that we are also just as elated for them. And then, of course, we know the story of the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15. This is a classic story of a son who squandered his father's inheritance and basically dishonored his father, because he didn't just get his father's inheritance when his father died. He asked for the father's inheritance when the father was still alive. So the level of disrespect is just next level. The son goes out completely just mismanages his inheritance, loses everything that he has, and then he's forced to come running back to the father. And the father could have said, you know what? I'm going to make you a slave in my house. You're going to have to earn back everything that you squandered. But the father didn't do that. He lavishes his love, his grace, his acceptance, more riches on this son. That's probably one of the most beautifully illustrated examples of mercy, I think, in the scriptures. And then, of course, there's you and me. Every single day of our lives, we are receiving the mercies of God. Now, you might not recognize the mercies of God every day in your life. You might not even thank God for his mercies. But the book of Lamentations puts it like this in chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. It says, through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. I want you to imagine every morning that you wake up, you're getting a new deposit of mercy into your spiritual bank account. It would be just like if you woke up in the morning and every single morning you got a new deposit of $50,000 in your checking account. I mean, most of us will be pretty excited about that, right? Well, you should be just as excited to know that every single morning God's mercies are new. What that means is that he's not thinking about all the sins that you did yesterday and he's not holding them against you. Every single morning he is giving you new mercy. Now, you can either choose to recognize and receive that mercy, or you can continue to wallow around in pity and guilt and condemnation and in defeat. Hey, friends, how often do you speak life over yourself? Did you know that psychologists and theologians both support the power of affirmations? When I wake up every morning, I speak positive affirmations all from the Word of God. It's totally changed my life. Imagine starting each day with renewed confidence, hope, and peace. I want to invite you into this practice of speaking life. And to jumpstart your journey, I've created a soothing, meditative audio just for my Faith Friday listeners. You can listen to this audio each and every day. It's yours for free at danashay.com/speaklife. It's time that you take captive every thought and make it obedient to the Word of God. Download your free audio today at danashay.com/speaklife. This does not mean that we don't confess our sins to God, you all. We absolutely must do that. Again, think about the people of Nineveh. It was because of their repentance that God spared that city. But God wants to be merciful. He is merciful. In Psalms 103:8, one of my favorite passages of the Bible, it says that the Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to anger and he is abounding in mercy. That means that mercy is part of God's character. He abounds in it. He just can't help but to be merciful. So I just want to remind you today that nowhere in Scripture, when anyone prayed for mercy, were they denied. Not one person. So friend, today, if you feel like I've made a mess of my life, I've made some horrible choices, I can't believe I slipped up again, I can't believe that I did something totally out of character, whatever you might be feeling about yourself, my encouragement to you today is to receive the mercies of God for your life. He is that good. Can I pray with you before we leave? Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, God, for sending your son, your daughter, to this podcast today to remind them, Lord, that you love them. God, to remind them that your mercies are so rich, that you love giving us mercy. You're not like a parent who's tired of their child asking them something for the 10th time and you're just begrudgingly giving us mercy. Your word says that you abound in mercy. So I pray, God, your mercies over their lives. God, I pray that because of your mercies, Lord God, that we would seek to follow you with our whole hearts, that we don't take advantage of your mercy, that we don't use your mercy like a get out of jail free card, that we don't diminish the work of the cross by continuing to live in sin. I pray today, oh God, that not only would we receive your mercy, Lord, for our individual sins, God, but that we would receive your mercy once and for all for our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you all so much for being with me today. I pray that this message has been incredibly encouraging to you. Remember, when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to have a new deposit of mercy, and the day after that, and the day after that. So live in peace, my friends. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with For King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.